Now, boys and girls, if you sit up, we'll continue to see how the Lord brought the children of Israel into the land of Canaan, the land of promise, and how, of course, he eventually gave them that land. Last week, you remember, we saw how the Lord brought them over the River Jordan and how he did it in the same way that he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And it was by dividing the waters. When he brought them out of Egypt, it was by dividing the waters of the Red Sea. And then when he brought them into the land of Canaan, it was by dividing the waters of the River Jordan. Now, of course, they had to begin to fight to conquer the land of Canaan, because although God had promised to give it to them, they were going to have to do their part, as you might say, in conquering that land. The people who lived in that land had shown themselves to be great enemies against God, and so God was going to take that land from them and give that land to his people as he had promised. Now, the very first fight, you might say, that they were going to have to enter into was to conquer the great city of Jericho. Jericho was really the capital city of the land of Canaan. It was a massive, great big city with great high walls and gates in those days. And so that was the very first obstacle they were going to have to overcome. That's why Joshua had sent the spies into Jericho to see what kind of a city it was, to see what its defences were like, to see what the soldiers were like. And so no doubt Joshua then went out to spy, to look over into the city of Jericho, to see just what it was like, to make his plans, as you might say. And as he was doing that, the Bible tells us something really strange happened. Suddenly he looked up, and as though from nowhere, there stood a man beside Joshua. And this man, says the Bible, he had his sword drawn in his hands. And Joshua began to speak to the man, and he said, "Are you for us, or are you for our enemies?" In other words, whose side are you on? Are you on our side, or are you on the side of our enemies? And the man spoke to Joshua, and he said, "No." He said, "But I am come as the captain of the Lord's host," or the captain of the Lord's army. And as soon as Joshua heard the man saying that, the Bible tells us that he fell down before the man and he began to worship him. Why do you think he did that? Well, there's only one reason why he did that, boys and girls, because he knew that that man, as it were, who stood beside him, it was really the Lord our God. See, it's a very strange thing, something we have to understand, that before our Lord Jesus Christ was finally born into this world as a baby there in the stable in Bethlehem, there were those times when he appeared in the world in different forms. And in fact, what Joshua saw was the Lord there appearing before him as the captain of the Lord's army, as the leader of all the people of God. You can't worship another man. The Bible doesn't permit that. It says we must worship only the Lord our God. And when Joshua then bowed down and worshipped this one who was the captain of the Lord's army, he saw clearly that it was really the Lord his God who was appearing before him. And so the Lord began to speak to Joshua, and he began to tell him how they were going to conquer the city of Jericho. And that was strange. You remember in coming over the River Jordan, we said that they were told how they were to prepare themselves for going over the River Jordan, not by building boats or by building rafts or by building a bridge, but simply by preparing food. And now when they were going to conquer the city of Jericho, the great city of Jericho, then you would have thought that the Lord would have told them to sharpen up all their swords and to get all their bows well strung and their arrows well pointed. But the Lord didn't tell them to do anything like that. He said, "Now Joshua, here's what you and the children of Israel are to do." He said, "You're to march right round the walls of the city of Jericho. You're to do that once, and then you're to go back to your camp. The next day you're to come out, you're to march round the city of Jericho once again, then you're to go back to your camp. The third day you're to do exactly the same, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and on the seventh day," he says, "you're to march round the city of Jericho seven times. And when you've marched round seven times, then the priests, they're to blow on the ram's horns." You know what a ram's horn's like? It's a horn that's made out of the horn of a ram, of course, and they were to blow as hard as they could on these ram's horns. And then, said the Lord, "all the people are to shout with a great shout, And I promise you, says the Lord, that the walls of Jericho will collapse. They will fall down. And when the walls of Jericho fall down, then you're to go in into that city, and you are to take that city, because I have given it into your hands. Now, wasn't that a strange thing? And you think of those men, boys and girls, they were soldiers. They'd fought many, many battles. They'd fought against the kings of the Amorites and so on the other side of the River Jordan. And now here, God was telling them to do something very, very strange. And you know, as they marched round those walls of Jericho, you can imagine how the people in Jericho must have laughed at them. What silly men. What do they think they're doing, marching round and round and round? But you see, boys and girls, that great lesson again, that they were believing God. And the greatest thing that any person can learn to do and do is to believe what God the Lord says to them. That's why, again, when you come to the New Testament, it says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith. And what God was doing with them, of course, they were going to have to enter into their battles. They were going to have to fight. But the first thing that God was doing was this. He was testing them. He was seeing whether or not they really trusted in him and whether or not they would really obey him. So right at the start of the conquest, that means beginning to take the land of Canaan, right at the beginning, God gives them a great test of faith. And they took that test, they marched round the walls in the way that God told them to do, and then on the seventh day, after they had gone round seven times, they shouted with the great shout, the walls did collapse, and they went in and they took the city. Just one other thing. What do you think they did? Now, if you think back to that woman, Rahab, you remember what Rahab said? I believe God too. That's why the Bible says that Rahab was saved, believed God by faith as well. And so they said, now Joshua said to the soldiers, save one family alive, the family of Rahab. And when they took all that city of Jericho, they brought out Rahab and all her family, all her loved ones, and they saved her from the destruction of that city. But again, you see, it's that lesson of faith that we are to believe what God says. And God has given us all his word. And God very often tests us, boys and girls, to see if we really believe in him with all our hearts. It was a great test that he put before the children of Israel. But they took that test and they did exactly what God had said. Now all the land lies before them, and God indeed is going to give them the land as he promised to do.